Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
All right, so guys, it's been a long, long offseason. Everybody's talking about everything but football, so let's start talking about some football. Christian, where are we going? Is anybody even talking about the first-round pick?
When you talk to people who know Malcolm Brown playing at Texas, Mac Brown, his former coach, as soon as he stepped on campus, they said, this guy is a first-round pick in the NFL. He played right away, contributed right away, and other than being a really good football player, he's also a really good person. I mean, you won't find one person that says something bad about Malcolm Brown.
Vince Wilfork, 2.0. Yeah. Married, kids, dropped in the draft, landed with the Patriots, fills an immediate need. It's same story,
great
11
size,
years later.
Great size, good mobility for a guy of that size, 320-plus pounds. I agree with Andy. He's just like Vince. I mean, he's going to obviously need a lot of experience before he can fill that kind of a role, but he's definitely in that mold.
Fran, I think the best part is what we just heard, is that we're talking football. I mean, it's been a long off season here in New England. We all know what's gone on. We've talked over and over about it. But to be able to talk football with all these guys amongst us, I think the fans are ready for it. We're all ready for it, defending Super Bowl champion, and we get to talk about football, which is kind of cool.
You know, the one thing that I just, you know, they actually won a Super Bowl, and Malcolm Butler makes this unbelievable play, and it seems like that's going to be his defining moment, but he's so young, unrestricted free agent, and he makes the biggest play in the history of the NFL. And now the question is, okay, does he have staying power? Is he going to keep playing at a high level? He's still going to have that chip on his shoulder. I don't know what you guys have seen, but what I've seen so far is just he's at least going after the best player on the team. He's trying to go against Julian Edelman. He's trying to go one-on-one against Amendola. He's testing himself every single day. He's chirping back and forth with Brady and the other receivers. I know that isn't a true indication of how good he's going to be, but at least you can see there's some confidence there. And I think that's what we saw a little bit last year during the preseason. He may not have been in the right position, but he was always getting there, always running to the ball and trying to make a difference.
Yeah, I got to admit, I was a doubter coming off the Super Bowl that everybody automatically said, oh, this is the guy that's going to replace Revis and you're going to be out there. And he's had a really good summer. He's been at left corner the entire time.
I think Malcolm was a guy who we got to see shine throughout the preseason last year, and it was interesting to watch a guy just dare people to not put him out there because he just kept earning roles. We watched him climb the roster as we went through the first, the second, third, the fourth preseason game. And I think, again, nationally, it was a surprise that this relative unknown guy, but he was a guy who just had limited opportunities. I mean, you get Darrell Revis and Brandon Brown, or there's not going to be opportunities. As soon as there was, the things he did were not a surprise.
You know what's funny? The Super Bowl was, what, February 3rd, February 4th? Nobody's been able to really celebrate. I think tomorrow night is going to be the celebration when the team comes out. All the nonsense is over, all the talk and everything. It can get down to football. I think it's going to be a
great
season.
And the best part of it is we have – who was the last team to repeat as Super Bowl champions?
That would be the
Pats. And we have, you know, a Super Bowl special teams guru and a – marginal tight end to talk to him about.
Okay, you can call your wife now and say you got two jokes in today. I really zinged him, honey.
I got him.
Got him good.